I think it's important. I think that our growers sometimes are not 100% aware of the difference. We try to educate that, and honestly, part of my focus is going to be to better educate those producers on that, because the checkoff is their program, and Tyler, their program that is dictated by federal law, and we follow those guidelines, and the association is really where they want them to get involved on a grassroots level. Their state capital and driving policy that benefits them as well. So that you know how the checkoff works, when you're a soybean farmer and you take that grain to a grain elevator, and that's that point of sale, that grain elevator collects 0.5% of the bushel price. So that 0.5%, that creates that checkoff value. Now that checkoff, half of it comes to the state soybean board, and then half of it goes to the United Soybean Board. So when we're talking about the checkoff, that is 100% funded by those farmers that sell their beans in Missouri.
Okay.
With the checkoff, that is fully funded by the farmers and their checkoff, and that money that you and I just talked about. Now, the association side, that is a membership-driven organization that gets involved in policy, politics, and lobbying. When you're talking about the checkoff, the federal law that was passed in 1991, you cannot use checkoff dollars to do any lobbying or direct influencing of government actions. And so that is a very black and white difference between the association and the checkoff.